This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour now. Welcome to another hour of Good Day Health. In this hour, we focus on your health and wellness, courtesy of the intelligence of one Dr. E. Jackson Stockwell, known far and wide as Dr. Jack. Jack Stockwell is a doctor of chiropractic. He is a practitioner in Salt Lake City, Utah. He and I have been friends for a number of years, since my appearance that morning at the radio station in Salt Lake City, the Carriesburg. I'll never forget that. It was kind of a fun experience. And I think it was, 10 years ago, maybe more?
Oh, at least 10.
11, 12 years ago?
Yes.
So now Jack has, because of his association with this program, become internationally famous as a Nuka chiropractor. And because of that, I've encouraged him and his wife, Mary, to do their podcasting. So they have a series of dozens of podcasts. Every week they do a new one. This week, it's 10 terrible health food myths. There are so many things in the wellness category, things that people think they know or don't know. So just give us one of the 10 as a teaser so that people can now say, I'm going to go to Jack's podcast. I want to hear the rest of this.
Well, just whole grain breakfast cereals. You know, you walk down the aisle in the supermarket and there's got to be 50, 75 different boxes of cereal.
Oh, my God, yes.
They're all bad.
Yeah.
They're all bad.
Sugar content,
and the fact that most of these things, even the whole grain cereals, were made in a processing plant where the interior of the whole grain has been exposed to oxygen. The bran, the oil, has been exposed. It has gone rancid. Rancid vitamin E is known to be a carcinogen. And these things are laced with sugar, otherwise you would not eat them. Ooh. I remember a nutrition class back in school at the Palmer, and our nutritionist, someone was asking him the question, what was the best cereal to eat? And he said, I'll tell you what, you walk down the aisle, and if you do not get one that has sugar listed in all the different names that sugar is presented, do not get one that has sugar in the first four ingredients. And we found, I think it was three or four boxes of cereal. We actually called his challenge out and went and looked. There was three or four boxes that did not have sugar in the first four ingredients, and it was something like All Bran or you know, something that was,
yes,
that you would dump sugar all over it in order to eat it.
Yeah, right, exactly. We were looking at, you know, you think granola and those sorts of things are they're safe, but they really aren't, because they put all kinds of things in them. Again, is it just Americans? I mean, I sometimes in traveling come across some of the things that are good for you and they just don't taste good, and in order to get Americans to eat them, they lace them with sugar or put some kind of honey or, you know, that, like Cheerios, honey-dipped Cheerios. Those are supposed to be okay because they don't have sugar on them. I suppose they're better than sugar-coated Cheerios.
Yeah, but you still got processed grains. You still have grains. You know, we weren't really designed to eat grain all that much anyway, but if you're going to do it, you've got to soak this stuff in water. You've got to rinse the water off to get the phytic acid off the surface of these grains. Phytic acid gets into your digestive system. It blocks the absorption of calcium. It blocks the absorption of magnesium. And several other problems are caused by this. So you would soak in water, pour it off, soak in water for several hours, pour it off. And then, you know, once it starts, the hull starts to soften, you're turning it from a grain into a vegetable. And if you just have to eat your grains, then that's the way you want to do it. Wait till the hull softens a bit, warm it up, pour your, you know, raw milk or whatever else over it you're going to put. And then that way, grain has become a vegetable. The enzymes have become active. They're no longer dormant. And it's a food that you can actually get some kind of nutrition out of.
Okay. This is the how-to when it comes to how to eat. So 10 terrible health food myths. Sign up for the podcast at forbiddendoctor.com. There was a story over the week weekend, this past weekend, the first known case of a superbug since 2008. Oh. And one wonders whether the news media give us some instruction here. This is a bacteria in a 49-year-old Pennsylvania woman, which is not treatable, apparently, according to anything that we have around in this country that is used to fight infections. So then it's an E. coli of some sort, which is normally something that can be treated pretty well by conventional methods.
Yeah, some of these articles actually are honest enough to say that we created these things. Mm-hmm. We created these things through the use of extremely powerful antibiotics in a hospital setting. And you know, when you've got some reason, upper respiratory infection, sinus, whatever, ear stuff, and you go and you get a prescription for antibiotics, they usually say use it for 7 days, or they'll say use it for 10 days, but don't stop. Once you start using it, don't stop. Mm-hmm. Because in the first few days you kill off the weak ones. They disappear with the first or second round of antibiotics. It's the stronger ones that take the full length of the prescriptive period to try to kill them off, and then even some of them survive. Actually, in some cases, go deeper into the tissue to defend themselves, and they breed in a deeper sense, and this is where they're the ones that reproduce. You're reproducing the strongest, the ones that were resilient to that antibiotic. And if you're on antibiotics long enough, you've got to go to a stronger one, and then eventually a stronger one, and then eventually a stronger one, and you keep sifting through the process till what you have left is the Superman bug, the superbug that they're talking about now, that no known antibiotic will even touch. Even the strong vancomycin, colistin, which is one of the most powerful they have, will not touch this bug.
So what happens?
Well, this woman? If her immune system itself, and remember that using antibiotics suppress your own immune response, because the antibiotics attack your own immune cells. And if her own immune cell cannot stop this thing, I don't know how long she's going to be around.
Wow. That's pretty chilling stuff.
Well, it is. Especially when you're the one that they tell, hey, you know, here's what's going on, and we've tried this and this and this, and nothing seems to be working, but don't worry, we'll finally get this.
Well, but is this an example of someone who, if they had a high, most of the time we talk about E. coli bacteria infections like E. coli, Salmonella, Listeria, all being treatable or not even having an impact, we have a really strong, good, healthy immune system. Is that not the case here?
Well, that's what you and I have talked about for a decade now.
Right.
Exactly. And then there are people who get these infections and they succumb to the infection early because they had weakened immune responses to begin with. The fact that she has gone as long as she has, I think, is a testimony to some degree as to how strong her own immune response is.
Right.
But it's like, you know, they'll publish figures like, what, 30, 35,000 people die of the flu every year, which is nonsense. It's only about 1,200 to 1,500. It's just that some people get the flu, they get hospitalized because the flu is so bad, the flu progresses to pneumonia, and these are older people, it's the pneumonia that they succumb to, yet the figures the CDC want to put out there is that they died of the flu, which is not true, they died from pneumonia. So these numbers are always being played with anyway.
Alright, so let's talk a little about other things that are causing, the news media is trying to cause a panic, whether it's the Zika virus or measles. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. Dr. Jack Stockwell here, available at 888-302-3684. If you have a question, I'll try to get to some of the questions that come in emails, but if you have a question, you want to share something you found out about your own body, your own history medically, things that doctors have told you and you don't understand, or you don't like your doctor and you like Jack's ideas, you can call and ask for his opinion, because that's what it is. It may be based on some factual information, but we don't know. We're not treating you because we can't really see you. But
no.
Sometimes if there's a question, we can come up with an answer that makes sense. Jack has a license. I don't. I'm having to practice without a license. Jack needs a license, but it's here. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program. Good Day Health at 16 past the hour.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
If you are a night owl, you may be more likely than early risers to develop serious health concerns. I'm Dr. Bornstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. It may be that men who regularly stay up late face a higher risk of developing health problems like diabetes and sarcopenia, the gradual loss of muscle mass with aging. There's even worse news for women. Female night owls tended to have more belly fat and a higher risk of metabolic syndrome, which increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. We don't know exactly why this is, but nocturnal lifestyles can be associated with sleep disorders, and unusual eating times can affect the metabolism over the years. Some night owls smoke more and lead sedentary lives, which has a negative impact too. But here's the kicker. Even if you get as much sleep during the day as night sleepers, it doesn't undo the risk. So, night owls, even though you don't give a hoot about what morning people do, it may be time to conform.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In 1776, Thomas Jefferson said judges should be a mere machine. What did he mean? Well, a properly working machine runs as directed, so he meant that judges should follow the directions of legislators who made the law, as long as it's constitutional. A lot of political experts today like to measure judges by whether they're conservative or liberal, but the first job of judges is to enforce the law, even when they don't agree with it. A few years ago, a judge on the Wisconsin Supreme Court explained Jefferson's philosophy this way. She said that if a state's highest court is working as it should, it will issue conservative rulings when conservatives control the legislature and liberal rulings when liberals control it. Let's be fair. When judges set aside politics and enforce the law, they create confidence in the law. One reason that's so important is that it gives job providers the confidence they need to grow and expand. And that's something America needs now more than ever. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Doug Steffen and the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has offered to send along a cold and flu support system. You can call the office. Actually, probably easier if they'd send an email, I'm going to guess. But if you want to get Jack's, note Jack's number, it's 801-523-1890. Or you can go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and get this flu support guide, how to get your body to detox and heal quickly. That information for all those of us who don't want to suffer. This year it seems to be worse than usual. The cold and flu season extending beyond what it normally does. At this time of year, we normally be off the cold worries, and Meredith had a horrible cold, and her immune system was out. She was kind of out of it for close to a month because her immune system was just weak, and she does the best she's got. She's on to all of the things that you have, but I'm not sure she's as steady on it as she ought to be. And that's one of the other things. When you get on this stuff, you need to be steady.
Now you need to be there for a bit. Mm-hmm. But if people would rather email me, just office@jackstockwell.com. Yeah. Office, and we'll send it to you just through Gmail. It's for free, but it's what Mary and I use. And remember that, you know, when you this point you just brought up about how people seem to be hanging onto this stuff longer and longer. This lady back east that got this really bad infection from this version of E. coli, remember, there are varying degrees of this kind of infection. And so on a lower level, some people are really sick.
21 after the hour.
ProPure water filters. filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a Pro-Pure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized Pro-Pure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On your side with lots of commentary about things that are happening, medically speaking, in the news, ideas and questions from listeners. I want to thank Dr. Lisa Thompson, who is at Good Day Show. The Twitter conversation continues at Good Day Show. Dr. Thompson, good to have you listening. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. The measles in Arizona. There is a report of a couple of people. When the measles, 150 people, I guess, from a couple of years ago, and now we go back for 10, 15 years. You were talking about pneumonia getting people who have flu and colds, but this is also, pneumonia is the most common cause. You know, everybody says cancer number one and heart disease number two. Well, really, that's not true. Pneumonia is number one, isn't it, in terms of how people die, really?
Well, the published figures for pneumonia, and then again, it all depends on who's reporting this stuff, because, you know, one person will look at somebody with pneumonia, and someone else will talk about some kind of compromised aspect of their immune system, and still, when you're talking about the number of heart-related deaths, you're over 600,000. Cancer-related deaths, over 500,000. The third one now, of course, is medicine, which is about just short of 300,000. Hmm. So you got over a million people a year just dying from those three things. But right behind it is infectious diseases, and pneumonia would fit right into that.
All right. So the measles outbreak in Arizona, news media is trying to make something out of this. What do you recommend when people see a story about measles anywhere, if there happens to be measles?
According to the CDC, the last person to die of measles was in 2003, 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, measles was everywhere when you and I were kids. And as more and more water treatment was taking place in the first half of the last century, less and less of these childhood diseases were showing up. But by the time the measles vaccine had showed up, the same thing with the other childhood diseases. diseases, by the time the vaccine showed up, even polio, these diseases were almost completely eradicated. Polio was more than 90% gone by the time Sabin's and the Salk vaccine showed up. By the time the measles vaccine showed up, and I think was in the 30s, if I remember correctly, but I could be wrong, it was almost 90% gone, just because town after town, city after city, started serious water treatment, getting rid of the pathogens that were coming through the water system that was infecting everybody, and improved sewer treatment to get rid of the waste as fast as possible to keep it away from the water supply. And the more we did that, the cleaner the water, the cleaner the food, the healthier the people. And so every time people start backing away from the cash flow, and vaccinations is an incredible cash cow, news like this starts showing up. At least they were honest to admit the first person in Arizona to get the measles was vaccinated for it.
All right, well, let's talk about vaccines for a minute. We have about 60 seconds here to look at this California law Governor Brian signed last week requiring everybody going to school to have vaccines, some 40 different things, taking away the freedom, the right to choose. Yeah. You and I have the same opinion on vaccines, but there's no way to fight this, really.
Well, just with education. Just with education and realizing, as I, on your show, debated Dr. Paul Offit at the Philadelphia Children's Hospital a number of years ago, and I confronted him, and he's Dr. Vaccine, and I confronted him on the air. I said, listen, there are no long-term studies upon which you can base your claims. And, of course, he argued with me, and he sent me one, and it was 2 weeks long, and it was one that he did. There are no long-term studies on vaccinations. You cannot prove either side of the argument because there are no long-term studies.
All right. Food for thought on Good Day. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack. I'm Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans.
However you dream of saying I do, David's Bridal has a dress to match your style, your wedding, and your budget. Right now, every wedding dress is on sale. Yes, every wedding dress, even our newest arrivals, and even our exclusive designer collections, including Oleg Cassini, Julie Zegposen, Melissa Sweet, and more. Save $50 to $150 on all regular price wedding dresses, and up to $500 on select styles. The sale ends November 1st. Hurry in to find your perfect dress for way less at David's Bridal. Excludes DB Studio.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the Good Day program. Good Day Health on the air at 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here in this hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a well-known NUCA chiropractor. He's a board member of the Standards and Certification Group that oversees what those chiropractors and other chiropractors are doing. I find smart health to be what Jack dispenses. You can join us either in conversation on the air at 888-302-3684 with your problem, or you can send an email along to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jack or info at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The Forbidden Doctor site is something that I noticed Dr. Jennifer Wilder, MD, like she's tweeting. We have a live Twitter feed going on at Good Day Show. Help yourself to that. And also, hello, shout out to the people at WBZA in the Albany Schenectady area, WSDE also out in Cobleskill, listening to the Good Day program. Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, the business about research and Zika. Zika getting headlines like the measles and all these other things that seem to, at first blush, be a lot of hype. And now I'm not sure what to believe about Zika. The research that's being done down in Brazil connects this stuff to Monsanto, although Monsanto, at least in this circumstance, you know that I'm no lover of Monsanto, but there seem to be a credible reason not to think that Monsanto and their herbicide was responsible for this. But are you saying no to that, or you're saying that the original attempt to keep them out of it isn't true?
No, I'm just saying it's up in the air. There are credible researchers down there saying that before the Zika virus thing broke out into the news, one of Monsanto's products, larvicide, was being used down there as a pesticide herbicide kind of combo, and they were having these microcephaly problems with children in areas where there was heavy spraying of larvicide. And so some of the researchers saying, don't be so quick here, don't be so quick to pin this all on Zika. That may be just a distraction. There may be something else that's going on in this area. So I'm just saying I'm open to it, Doug. I'm just, you know, I'm not ready to just, you know, eliminate any other possibility other than the mosquito, the Aegyptus anopheles, that they say is the carrier of Zika. There may be something else going on.
Do we still hold with the theory that if you are wearing these little sort of bracelets that come from, not DEET, because DEET apparently has some negative impact on you, but what's the stuff that's in those little candles? Begins with a C.
Yeah, I know. It's
Citronelle. Right. So does that work? Just keeping these things away. But there's, like, talk of shutting down the Olympics because of the Zika.
Oh, yeah. Virus. Yeah, so that's what expands the whole conspiracy idea, mm-hmm. You know, because Brazil's, I don't think you want to get into this, but no, Brazil's part of the BRICS nations, and the BRICS nations are at odds against the IMF, and, you know, you could really go crazy with some of the stories that are being spread around.
All right, keep going, Doug. Keep it moving. The problem with ovarian cancer, growing health concern among American women. A poll that I saw over the weekend revealed that ovarian cancer is the third most feared disease behind breast cancer and heart disease for women. This year, ovarian cancer will be diagnosed to more than 25,000 women, and 14,000 will die from this disease. The focus on women over the age of 57, for whatever the reason. Most women that get ovarian cancer die within 5 years. It's hard to detect. And so I was thinking about this when I heard this, the protocol, and I think I started saying this on the air, and I don't know where I'm going, and you never should do. Cardinal rule number one of conversation on the radio is never, it's like a lawyer, don't ask a question for which you do not know the answer. And yes. In this circumstance, I don't remember where I where I heard this, but there was something that came to light, and I don't know whether it was on a Facebook page I saw, and I think I even retweeted it, a way of keeping yourself from getting cancer no matter what it is. And I'm going to do this. While you have this conversation, I'm going to my Facebook page and see if I can find what the heck it is. It's one of those things that sticks in your mind, and then you don't know, okay, where did I get this? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about, or am I just talking to myself here?
I think
I may be talking to myself.
To some degree, I guess. Underlying all these kinds of issues, cancer, whatever else, Parkinson's, the central nervous system disorders, cancer disorders, cardiopulmonary problems. We still have to go, and I know it sounds like a broken record, we still have to go back to the gut, because inside the gut is 85% of our immune system, our immune response. Most of our neurotransmitters in our brain are produced in the gut, transported to the brain for use in the brain. And when we have the standard American diet that is depleted in nutrition, is depleted in the micronutrients, macronutrients that we need, because we're eating out of boxes and bags and cans in a 15-minute dinner prep, we are stunting the body's ability to deal with what it has dealt with for tens of thousands of years on this planet without this level of degenerative disease that we see. And so even cancer, I mean, cancer, they tell us, is a hesitant, sluggish immune response. The natural killer cell, it's part of the T lymphocytes, is designed to kill and destroy cancer cells. People can have a blood test and they can see the NK, the natural killer cell, in the blood, but it's just sitting there doing nothing. And in other people that are robust and healthy and haven't had so much as a headache in the last 10 years, they find these natural killer cells very active. Then there's also the pancreatic part of this, where the pancreas is producing trypsin and chemotrypsin that we've known now for well over 100 years, that and this is what we produce in our long life energy enzymes, has a tremendous anti-cancer effect.
Turmeric.
Oh, yeah. Turmeric has an anti-cancer effect. But there's a lot of different, there's a lot of herbs that have an anti-cancer effect. Turmeric, curcumin, part of what makes Indian food so tasty.
Yep.
The curry aspect is well known. I mean, there's parts of India where they have this all day long, and yep, these people have virtually no cancer in their midst at all.
Okay. So what I was focused on was seeing something about ginger and how having enough ginger. I think actually Bob Kay, you know, on my staff,
yes,
brought this to my attention first. The fact that if you have an ample amount of ginger every day, there's study after study after study after study that suggests you will ward off any kind of cancer you might be able, male, female, prostate cancer, breast cancer, whatever it is, supposedly getting ginger into your system every day is a way to make sure that you overcome what you might be otherwise. I mean, Americans use this non-stick cookware. That's a carcinogenic. I mean, this kind of stuff. But I'm looking at all the kinds of things, artificial sweeteners, the things, the foods, the air fresheners, the things that we expose ourselves to, cleaning products, all the stuff in the modern world is supposed to make our lives better, but basically doesn't, because it contains all kinds of horrible stuff. These can be countered, apparently. Lung cancer, colon cancer, cancerous tumors. This ginger root thing is amazing. Do you agree? What do you know about? Okay, I'm just talking about a post that I saw, which is pretty convincing. So, what do you know about ginger and cancer?
Well, ginger is a stimulant for the immune system. So is curcumin. Iodine. The iodine depletion in most of our diets is causing us to lean in those directions as well. And this is...
So are you one who, I don't remember, although I know Standard Process has an iodine that you have sent to me, or that I use and you've sent to me. Iodine, kelp, that sort of thing is something that we ought to take into our system every day?
Well, we put too much. You know, our brand new product, Ageless Thyroid. I just got an email from someone up in northern Alaska, up near Barrow, just telling us what a difference this stuff has made for them. It's got, we made sure it has iodine in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mary and I sat in a conference a good 10 years ago where we heard the chief of obstetrics and gynecology at UCLA and another fellow who was the chief of obstetrics and gynecology at Drexel in Philadelphia. And both of these men were just speaking in hushed tones, because the FDA doesn't like this, that the reason we have such an explosion of cancer in this country and and other diseases, cardiovascular, of course, is because we took iodine out of our white flour, took it out of our bread back in the 50s and the 60s, and by the 70s it was all gone, and all we had after that was just bromine, which is a poison, but bromine makes a hardier bread than the iodine did, and because of that they say that we're sicker than hell right now throughout this entire country. Mm-hmm. And these are very prominent doctors, very prominent researchers, but they were very clear about the need for iodine. And then ginger, you know, there's nothing wrong with having some a couple of doses of that during the week with your food. There's nothing wrong with having some curcumin.
I wondered if they were not one and the same, but if they had the same effect, because I know that curcumin turmeric is really good. I've seen that any number of places over the years.
Well, spices, we've known for a long time that spices generate and invigorate the immune system. And this is something that precedes any laboratory research, you know, in the last couple of hundred years. We've known for centuries,
yep,
that spices invigorate the body's immune response.
The health news this week focusing on cancer. A lot of cancer news every week, but this week we seem to be a step closer to the holy grail of a universal cancer vaccine. Again, trending on Twitter at Good Day Show, a new therapy that tricks your immune system into thinking cancer is a virus. This new therapy detects the invading virus in your body, then mounts an attack on the disease at that point. This has been tested on 3 patients who had melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer. In each case, a strong immune response against the cancer was seen and worked quite well. Now, these are experimental. A lot of stuff goes on that isn't, you know, our country is a big business of cancer treatment. There's a lot of money, billions and billions and billions. So there's not really a strong desire on the part of the industry itself to find a cure for cancer, but in other countries that's not the case, and so thus this information, hopefully helpful. An anecdotal update on something that was trending at Twitter at Good Day Show. Hope that's been announced. Women who quit smoking, women who are trying to quit, ought to stop in the second half of their monthly cycle, according to research that was out this week. Your levels of estrogen and progesterone drop when you have your period, but the brain's reward system is heightened at the same time. So that means that women are more likely to cave into temptation like smoking at that point in their cycle. Researchers hope that the new findings will lead to more targeted cessation treatments. So, can you imagine the ad for this? Women, quit smoking at this time. So there's going to be an estrogen patch on one side of your arm and a quit smoking patch on the other arm. I suppose crazier things have happened. Lots of great information. I hope you're taking it all in. This program is about information. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen. For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
We'll be right back.
your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's here to answer your questions and to talk about some of the latest information in his podcast, which you can sign up for at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's interesting when you are, as I am, very curious about matters of the body and the brain, what you come across if you're even the slightest bit curious. There's a new research report that has led scientists to an hypothesis, Jack, that Alzheimer's may stem from leftover toxic remains from the brain's effort to fight off infection. This study could explain the origin of the brain plaque or diseased debris that then, according to the hypothesis anyway, would lead one to get things in the brain that would keep the brain from functioning. I have long thought that if I take a lot of oils, eat a lot of fish, and get fish oil in my system, plus take things like our Super Beets product, which pushes blood all through your body because of the opening up of the veins and arteries because of the nitrates in beets, that gets all of the blood to your brain, your muscles, all over your body. But according to this thing, that was published in the Washington University School of Medicine Press, Outside the Box Thinking, suggests with research they've done on roundworms, fruit flies, and mice. What the heck that's got to do with our brain. But anyway, it's sort of a novel study and gives you cause again to think, because everybody's trying to take a shot at Alzheimer's. Why do we have it? So, well, your theory.
Well, it's the body's detoxification methods. The body needs to be constantly cleaning itself out all the time, all the cells, including all the cerebral cells, the cells that make up the cortex, the cells that make up the white matter, that put the brain together in its operating condition. We have cerebral spinal fluid that's constantly flowing through the brain, but recent research shows that the flow of the CSF through the brain that is nourishing the brain cells can be retarded, slowed down. Research shows that blood draining through the jugular arteries, the dural venous sinuses, the system that gets all of the blood, the deoxygenated blood, all of the metabolites, everything else out of the brain, can be retarded and slowed down to a significant degree that this stuff builds up inside the system. It's the same thing that takes place in other parts of the body. The body is bringing nutrition in, and it has to get the breakdown of that nutrition out as fast as it possibly can. If it's starved nutritionally, there's going to be problems. If there's the trash removal system is retarded, especially in the brain, you're going to find there's going to be a buildup of problems. That's why so many aspects of the body can be greatly advantaged by a healthy gut, by a healthy pancreas. Mm-hmm. Both of these are so very intimately involved in being able to detoxify the system. And it's a slowdown of the detoxification that causes these things.
I'm looking at something that's being researched. I think Parkinson's comes into Alzheimer's and dementia. All of those things seem to have a connection in the microchondrial efficiency, that is the little eensy-teensy veins that bring, or arteries that bring blood around. And so this research that I'm looking at looks at, I can't even pronounce this, nicotinamide riboside. What the heck is that? Does that ring a bell with you?
How's it being used? Because it sounds like it may be related to vitamin B3.
Yeah. Well, isn't that all the vitamin B? You're supposed to take a lot of vitamin B.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough vitamin B or vitamin D in our system. You know, everybody takes vitamin C. Yeah, I know. I got to have that and good vitamin, good general.
But it has
vitamin.
To be food based. It has to be whole food based.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not getting your vitamins from whole food sources, these synthetic fractions that we buy over the counter are just going to lead to more vitamin deficiencies. And, you know, it's just crazy. That's why we're doing this show, to try to stem the tide of this craziness out there.
Right. There is a lot of crazy stuff. All right. Well, we've done a good job in this hour covering a lot of things. Thank you for your input. Following us on Twitter at Good Day Show helps to bring in questions. I had a couple that I can't get to because we got distracted by other things, as we normally do on our own personal conversation.
Sure.
TheForbiddenDoctor.com. Sign up for the podcast and look and see the products that Jack has developed with his wife, Mary. Very important. ForbiddenDoctor.com. This Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.